Today we say hello to our listeners on KHAS in Hastings, Nebraska. Residents there have probably heard of a man named Edwin Perkins. But have you? His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
On the surface, there may seem to be little that is extraordinary about this story.
Edwin Perkins moved to Nebraska when he was a young boy. His father was in the general store business and had a general store in Henley, Nebraska. It eventually led Edwin to being curious about products.
Teresa Kreitzer-Hudson is curator of collections at the Hastings Museum in Hastings, Nebraska. She explains Edwin's curiosity ended up touching most Americans' lives.
We know that his mother complained about him doing concoctions and stuff in her kitchen when he was a young man. He sent away for different product guides and different methods of doing things, and so he was definitely doing his own mixing and experimenting.
Edwin's first new product was a forerunner of products common today.
Nixotine was one that really hit the market. It was his first time to really start advertising. Basically, it was like your Nicorettes or whatever you buy today to help you stop smoking, but this was a formula that he had come up with, and he started marketing it to the World War I veterans that were coming back.
Nixotine provided the cash to further develop and refine other products Edwin would bring to market. Teresa says perhaps bigger than the products themselves was another very important factor he learned early in business.
I think it was his marketing. I honestly, in my heart, feel like Edwin was a genius, and he knew how to really get people hooked. He really compensated his salespeople really well, so they would keep selling for him.
But at this point, you may still be saying, who is this Edwin Perkins, and what did he do that affects me? He most definitely brought to market a product you know, but it has to wait for next time. As we travel the countryside in Hastings, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.